Top 5 Issues Voters Support That Kamala Harris Does Not. By Wendell Hasebo on August 3, 2024. A glaring disparity exists between the policies that voters support and Vice President Kamala Harris's position on those policies. The gaping breach suggests Harris is out of step with the electorate. It also underscores why anonymous Harris campaign sources have tried to walk back at least 4 far-left policies that Harris supported. Those policies are outlined here. The 5 discrepancies, exposed by a recent Harvard/Harris poll, spring from the official Republican platform. Pollsters recorded the voters' opinions of the platform, which contradict Harris's positions. The survey sampled 2,196 registered voters from July 26 to 28. The margin of error for the survey is plus or minus 2.1%. Below are 5 policy differences between the voters and Harris's positions. 1. Secure our elections, including same-day voting, voter identification, paper ballots, and proof of citizenship. 82% of all voters surveyed approve. 83% of independents approve. Harris does not support election integrity, according to Brianna Lyman of The Federalist. President Joe Biden tapped Harris to lead the administration's efforts related to voting shortly after taking office. The Biden-Harris administration has vehemently opposed measures to safeguard elections such as voter ID laws and laws preventing foreign nationals from voting in federal elections. Harris, both as a senator and vice president, has been vocal about her determination to dismantle any semblance of security in elections, a frightening foreshadowing of what could be to come should she win in November. President Joe Biden signed Executive Order 14019 in March of 2021, directing federal agencies to meddle in elections by creating plans to promote voter registration and voter participation. The crux of the operation is that the agencies use taxpayer dollars, which were never appropriated for such a function by Congress, to target voting populations that are likely to vote for Democrats. 2. Keep men out of women's sports. 77% of voters approve. 79% of independents approve. The Biden-Harris administration affirmed men playing in women's sports, according to AthleteAlly.org. Today, Biden issued an executive order affirming the Supreme Court decision on Bostic v. Clayton County, which states that LGBTQ people are protected across federal agencies from discrimination at work, including in restrooms, locker rooms, sports, or dress codes, or in housing or health care. The order also highlights the need to address intersectional discrimination, specifically that affecting Black trans Americans. The order does not lay out specific rights or legal standards, which will need to be made clear through future guidances. Biden plans to reinstate the Obama-Biden guidance revoked by the Trump-Pence administration, which will restore transgender students' access to sports, bathrooms, and locker rooms in accordance with their gender identity. Biden's Department of Education is also expected to issue guidances on 2 legal battles about transgender athletes, the Connecticut lawsuit targeting trans athletes, and Idaho's HB 500, reversing the Trump administration's discriminatory positioning. 3. Cancel the electric vehicle mandate and cut costly and burdensome regulations. 70% of voters approve. 67% of independents approve. Harris supports the EV mandates, according to the American Energy Alliance. Vice President Harris has also been a consistent supporter of the Biden administration's unpopular EV mandates. During her 2020 presidential campaign, Harris pledged ambitious climate policies. She aimed for 50% of all new passenger vehicles sold to be electric vehicles, EVs, by 2030, and a complete transition to 100% EVs by 2035. Additionally, she supported a mandate that by 2030, all new vehicle purchases for corporate fleets, transportation networks, and heavy-duty vehicles must be electric. Back in January 2019, months after announcing her presidential bid, Harris co-sponsored the Zero Emission Vehicles Act. Initially targeting 43% of car sales to be electric by 2027, the bill evolved to set a goal of 100% electric car sales by 2035. In contrast, The Biden administration's current approach includes finalized standards that aim for 56% of new light-duty car sales to be battery electric and 13% hybrid by 2032. For heavy-duty vehicles under these standards, fewer than half of trucks produced in 2032 are expected to be electric. 4. Carry out the largest deportation operation in American history. 62% of voters approve. 61% of independents approve. The Harris-Biden administration took 94 executive actions relating to immigration in their first 100 days, rescinding nearly every Trump-era measure, including narrowing the scope of immigration enforcement within the nation's interior, according to Migration Policy Institute. President Joe Biden entered office with an ambitious immigration agenda, yet has seen some of his administration's early actions overshadowed and tempered even, amid significant public attention over the high numbers of asylum seekers and other migrants arriving at the U.S. southern border. More migrants were encountered at the border in March than any month since 2001, and the government has been slow to scale up its capacity to address the increasing numbers, while also giving mixed messages about who will be allowed into the country. Yet as Biden nears 100 days in office on April 30, he has, with little fanfare, notched accomplishments in other areas of immigration policy that rival and in some cases surpass what his predecessors did in the same amount of time. As of this writing, the Biden administration had taken 94 executive actions on immigration, according to a Migration Policy Institute, MPI, count. This compares with the fewer than 30 taken during the first 100 days of Donald Trump's presidency, which was arguably more active on immigration than any prior U.S. administration. The early Biden actions have, among other things, narrowed the scope of immigration enforcement in the U.S. interior, terminated most travel and visa restrictions imposed during the prior administration, extended humanitarian protections, made immigration benefits more accessible, and adopted something of a new approach to border enforcement. Biden also notably pledged his support for sweeping immigration legislation that includes legalization for the nation's estimated 11 million unauthorized immigrants. 5. Make America the dominant energy producer in the world, by far. 83% of voters approve. 79% of independents approve. Though anonymous campaign sources told the establishment media that Harris supports fracking, she supported banning offshore drilling and fracking, and has said so in her own words. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.